Europe to reopen for travel, easing rules for American tourists. European Union governments agreed to allow quarantine-free travel for vaccinated tourists and visitors from countries deemed safe, paving the way for the resumption of hassle-free transatlantic flights. Ambassadors from the EU's 27 member states backed a proposal to waive quarantine for those with coronavirus inoculations approved by its drug regulator, including shots from Pfizer Incorporated, Moderna Incorporated, and Johnson & Johnson. The approval could be finalized this week and implemented soon after. Sent via Twitter for iPhone. View original tweet. Unvaccinated travelers can also avoid quarantine if they come from countries that have controlled the COVID-19 outbreak, meaning a 14-day new case rate of less than 75 per 100,000, according to two officials familiar with the decision. This would likely land the U.S. on a white list, which is due to be adopted later this week. But with so many Americans already vaccinated, the designation may be less important to the travel industry than whether American officials reciprocate and loosen rules for European visitors. The EU move highlights the importance of transatlantic travel to getting its economies restarted after the decimation of the global coronavirus crisis, especially in tourist-dependent nations such as Greece, Spain, and Italy. Opening their doors will give EU countries access to a powerful U.S. travel rebound, while validating a gamble on vaccination that the American and European officials have emphasized over the reliance on strict lockdowns prevalent in Asia. Read: U.S. vaccine surge lifts region's air travel comeback past Asia. For airlines, it partially unlocks the most lucrative niche in the global industry, catering to well-heeled travelers who often pay premium fares. Gaining momentum. While Europe's vaccine effort has lagged behind the US and the UK, it's starting to hit its stride, giving officials confidence even as they wrestle with how to prevent a highly transmissible Indian variant from derailing their recoveries. The new rules will replace a blanket ban on non-essential travel from most countries outside the EU. Some member states, such as Greece, already permit tourists to visit without quarantine requirements if they have been inoculated. EU residents with certificate proving vaccination, immunity through recovery or negative COVID-19 test. Non-EU residents with full vaccination using EU-approved drugs, accompanying children with negative test up to 72 hours before arrival. EU member states can allow visitors inoculated at least 14 days prior with shots cleared by WHO, even if not EU-approved. Residents of low-risk countries, whether vaccinated or not. Based on threshold rates of fewer than 75 new cases per 100,000 inhabitants, the US would be whitelisted. First list is due this week. The new rules include a so-called emergency break, which would allow member states to restore travel bans on countries where risky new variants emerge or contagion rates spike. The European Commission, the EU's executive arm, has already demanded that such break is applied for all travel from India. Travel within EU. Meanwhile, negotiations between EU governments and the European Parliament continue on the introduction of mutually recognizable certificates that will allow quarantine-free travel within the bloc as of next month. Travelers will must be vaccinated, recovered, or have a recent negative test for COVID-19. The aim is to reach an agreement between negotiators on Thursday,